Welcome to the Comfortably Profitable Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Bowen, and please join me each week when we continue to discover the pitfalls of being comfortably profitable. You know, I really appreciate you asking me that question. It's really controversial with me. You know, we talk about, you know, so you ask, it's more specifically like, right, like what does hustle look like for me and these 18-hour days that everybody talks about? So first off, I totally bought into the what does hustle look like 18-hour day grinds kind of near the beginning of my career, and a couple instances when I've built kind of new businesses over the last two decades. And I do that because it's a necessity to even get the business off the ground. So, you know, if you're gonna build a business, do what you have to do to make it at least get off the ground, or why even bother? But I think this is a great time of year. So it's December 2018, and there's so much content going online right now about, you know, make your 2019 fantastic. I love that. This is a great time for inspiration and aspiration. Get people thinking about having a great year. Get people writing down big audacious goals. I think it's fantastic, and I subscribe to that 150%. Oh, see, I just did that thing that I hate, the 150% thing. You know, I kind of think that there's, in terms of effort, there's like 100% or less. Anyway, so maybe we'll edit that out. Who knows? It'll be funny if it stays. Anyway, so 100% I believe in that. There's a caveat, though, and I think there's an opportunity that people are missing. And I think that the reason why we're not talking about it, because it actually sounds like do less. Want to get ready for 2019? Do less. But we do need to insert that as part of the conversation. So I love the, you know, work as many hours as possible, or the conversation or notion that, okay, if it's not 18 hours a day, no problem. We're all human. We all have lives. We have competing priorities. I myself have a beautiful family that I do want to spend time with. So the 18 hours a day just doesn't and can't happen for me. So the other notion that we hear a lot is about, like, you know, if you're only going to work, you know, 10 hours a day, 9 hours a day, 8 hours a day, you know, make sure that you go crazy. Like, your work capacity just is so busy during that time, and you're not like on Facebook and watching YouTube videos and checking sports scores, listening to podcasts, that kind of stuff. Like, actually do work. But when I say do less, I think there needs to be an exercise to control scope creep or mission creep. So I'll use mission creep because we're all kind of on this personal mission for our own success and happiness and personal satisfaction for the coming year. So when we talk about mission creep, there are so many things that happen to business builders, entrepreneurs, people that don't align to the things that are most important to them. And the reason for that is, I think people hear that, you know, have a great 2019, write down your goals, be audacious, be crazy. So they write down a whole bunch of big goals. And the big goal isn't the problem. I think it's the whole bunch of them that's the problem. Meaning, if you drive down to someone's core, like their absolute core, and you go 20 wise deep on their goals, I really believe that you're going to be left with between one and three things that they want to accomplish for 2019. But when we loosely say, hey, put in 18-hour days, hustle like crazy, write down all your big goals, there ends up being a list of like 6 to 10, and there's all these things that people want to achieve, and so they put on their list because they think they're going to, you know, work, let's say, 14 hours a day to hit that. And it's the interesting thing about all these goals and work product associated with it is usually the least important goals are related to the most amount of squeaky wheels or like emails in your inbox, people wanting your time, meetings, things like that. It always works out that way, that the least important of the important things crave your time and your schedule more than anything else. Because it's the most important things to us, like our top one or two goals for the year, that we're driving usually quite independently of the people around us, somewhat, at least like the main part of the agenda, the really hard to do stuff. So there's not a lot of people calling on you for your time associated with that piece of your business or your life. So Well, this has become quite a rant. I guess let's get to the point. The point is make your big audacious list of goals for next year. Assume you're not going to work as many hours a day as the year goes on, that you're going to have other competing priorities. You might run out of a bit of steam, and not all weeks are going to be like the first week of January. So immediately, do your best to cut your list in half, or cut your list by 2/3 if it's possible. Like, really force yourself to say, if I only hit these two goals, but I hit them out of the park, will I be happy? If the answer is yes, just work on those two. And then work on a strategy to say no to everything else. The best way to do that is look back in your calendar from the previous years and identify every single time slot that you had something in your calendar. So every single meeting or obligation that you had that you wish you didn't have, or you know took you away from what you were trying to achieve, or you never want to do again, or you were pissed off because you had to do it in the first place. We all have tons of those in our schedule that we can look back on and assess as a complete waste of time. So look at all those activities and find ways to get rid of them. And maybe it's not always a absolutely just start saying no. We need to learn to say no. Sometimes you need to create some sort of systemization or automation that maybe gives them like a soft bump to a no, where you're not really saying no overall. You're giving them some value that they're looking for, but you're not giving them your time in order to give you some of the value or all of the value that they're looking for. So create systems to do an absolute no or a soft bump to a no for all those things that you don't want to have to repeat in 2019 that you put into your calendar in 2018. So let's get that scope down. Let's manage that mission, that mission creep that we all let happen, so that way we can work on far less. Like, my favorite story is when I hear people cut so much out of their to-do list and chop their goals down by so much that by the end of January, they talk about how they are like have time to sit on their hands, and they kind of would like to take something on that because they have bandwidth. Bandwidth is scary for a business builder, an entrepreneur, an A-type person. People that think that when they have bandwidth, they feel like they're instantly losing. It's like, you know, if you're not treading water, you must be sinking. That's not the case at all. Like, I would build a schedule of goals and activities that allow you to have some downtime. You know, maybe you need that downtime to rest. Maybe you need that downtime to innovate, because, you know, we all know that innovation doesn't happen when you're rushing like crazy just to keep up with your schedule. Innovation happens in those moments of clarity, and those moments of clarity don't happen unless your mind is clear. So I would say chop your schedule down so much that you actually think that you'll be a little bit bored. And then you can look at opportunities to do bigger, better things that fall within the scope of those 1 to 3 goals that you already laid out. Don't look for a fourth. Look for ways to achieve and overachieve those 1 to 3 goals that you started with. And entrepreneurs out there, I am definitely in this club. It is hard for me. I get caught in my own trap all the time, but we like to say yes to something that just looks like an opportunity for the sake of saying yes to opportunity, and try to fend off that for entire 2019 or all of 2019 in order to just focus on those 1 to 3 goals. So I think I answered the question the long way, but I'm really passionate about it. I think I'm mostly passionate about it because I've made this mistake so many times, countless times, and where I go through these sessions of like, I have to get my life back. I am working so hard and I'm not going the right direction. It's kind of like if you're camping or orienteering or out in the wilderness and you've got a compass. You know, you might start 3 degrees off, and after you've walked 20 feet, big deal, you're hardly off course, so little that you don't even notice. But once you get out further into the distance or into your year, all of a sudden you realize you're miles away from the destination that you saw yourself landing in. So I talk about this passionately because I, number one, want to make sure that I don't do this ever again to myself. And I certainly don't want anybody else to have to waste time trying to please others with your schedule and taking on more than you should. So anyways, yeah, hopefully that answers your question kind of tenfold. Appreciate you asking it though. Thanks.